Are you a happy person? Are you? I wonder if you get up in the morning a real good thing, don't you think? Do you get up joyful, ready for the day, the opportunities given by the Lord? Are you ready to face and solve problems? And are you ready to realize the potential of the day which the Lord hath made? Are you? Do you approach the day which the Lord hath made happy and joyful to be alive, do you? It is really amazing how many people don't. I hope and pray you're not one of them. But one Edwin Hawkins did approach every day joyfully and happy. Do you know him and the incredible music he arranged and produced? I suggest you should. He was special, and perhaps his music even more so. Edwin Hawkins was the leader, the inspiration for a tremendous singing group known as the Edwin Hawkins Singers. The Edwin Hawkins Singers. What a great group. Fantastic. I love their music. If you listen to it, maybe you will too. The Associated Press called Edwin Hawkins a gospel star. And indeed he was. But more than that, much more, Edwin Hawkins was a strong Christian, born again, and in his words, in love with the Lord. Don't you like that? Here was a man, a star, who openly and unashamedly told the world that he was in love with the Lord, like me. I wonder if you are. Edwin Hawkins was happy, joyful. He died, this great man, on Monday, January 15. At the age of 74, at his home in Pleasanton, California. A real loss. But this happy man in the Lord died happy and left us, blessed us with a musical memory never to be forgotten. This happy Christian left us one of the most spiritual renditions of the great song, O Happy Day. O Happy Day. Have you heard it? Have you heard it done by him? If so, play it again, and listen to it again, words and music. But if you have never heard this incredible testimony of faith, done in a way which you will never forget, you must listen to it. It was only one of many fantastic things this great musician and Christian did, but it was probably his best. Oh, happy day. Edwin Hawkins was a native of Oakland, California, one of eight siblings. He was a composer, a keyboardist, arranger, and choir master. He, with his family, performed and ministered in church groups and, in his early 20s, helped form the Northern California State Youth Choir. Their first album, Let Us Go Into the House of the Lord. Let Us Go Into the House of the Lord. That was a classic. That was released in 1968, and it was only intended for local audiences. But radio stations in the San Francisco Bay Area began playing one of the album's eight tracks. I'm sure you can guess which one that was. Right? Oh, Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. That marvelous hymn was composed in the 18th century, some 200 years before Hawkins. But Hawkins, strong Christian that he was, arranged that great song differently in what is called call and response style. His arrangement featured the vocals of Dorothy Combs Morrison and was eventually released nationwide as a single song by the Edwin Hawkins Singers. It quickly became a million-seller item in 1969 and proved to the world and the record companies that there was a large market for gospel songs and for inspirational music during the turbulent era of the late 1960s. In an interview, Edwin Hawkins said the following, "We grew up hearing all kinds of music in our home. My mother was a devout Christian. She loved the Lord and displayed that in her lifestyle." The wonderful mother of Edwin Hawkins introduced him to the love of music and, of course, even more importantly, to the love of her Lord. Hawkins was passionate about Christ, learned at the knee of his mother. Me too. How about you? I remember so well my mother singing the old hymn, time and again, I heard my mother say, "Give me Jesus." I heard my mother say, give me Jesus. Pardon my singing. Many years now with her, Lord, I can still hear her singing a song that greatly influenced my life. Give me Jesus. From his father, whom Hawkins described as not a committed Christian but a good man, Hawkins heard and developed a love for R&B music and even country and western. That only furthered his love for music and influenced the unforgettable arrangements he composed. After Oh Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers was released as a million-dollar seller in 1969, the next year, 1970, the Edwin Hawkins Singers won a Grammy Award for the Best Soul Gospel Performance, and you can certainly guess the song. Oh Happy Day! What a winner that was, Christian and secular. Edwin Hawkins, his faith and inspiration, the Christian witness and testimony of his music, crossed over to the secular side. George Harrison, member of the Beatles, you remember them, don't you? Would cite Oh Happy Day as the inspiration for his big hit song, My Sweet Lord. And even Glen Campbell reached the adult contemporary charts with his own version of the Hawkins performance of Oh Happy Day. And even mammoth music stars like Elvis Presley and Johnny Mathis and many others would record that song inspired by this great musician and this passionate Christian. Well done, Mr. Hawkins. Well done. In 2007, Edwin Hawkins was voted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame. What a great honor to a great man, but frankly, I don't know why this worthy election took so long. I wonder, my friends, again, are you a happy person? Is there joy in your life and your heart like there was for Edwin Hawkins? I hope and pray so. For Hawkins, undoubtedly, a life's motto for him was, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us be glad, and let us rejoice therein. Be glad and rejoice in this very day and every day. Make it for yourself, as Edwin Hawkins did, a really happy day. Again, if you have never heard the Oh Happy Day arrangement by Edwin Hawkins and performed by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, you really must. The start of the song reminds us to be happy, this day and every day. But then, the lyrics of the song tell us why. The words also tell us the reason, the real reason behind happy and joy. And then the song tells us about the happy day, the most happy day in the life of Edwin Hawkins and every Christian, and with the hope that all mankind would find that ultimate joy and happiness. And this great hymn, made greater by Edwin Hawkins, emphatically states that the greatest of all happy days is when Jesus washed my sins away. Isn't that great? Amen to that for me. And you? For this great hymn and for Hawkins, the washing, the cleansing, the forgiveness, the love, the grace, the compassion of Jesus, when it happened, was the greatest day, the happiest day in his life. That motivated his arrangement of this classic hymn. And, Oh Happy Day and Hawkins tell us about the results of the Jesus washing. We learn from the dynamics of that happy day how to pray. We learned how to pray. And really, we didn't know for sure how to do that before. All men and women, including those deeply secular, even atheistic, they pray whether they call it that or not. But the life of real prayer, really begins from that first washing, that cleansing day, that happy day, when again, as the hymn says, when Jesus washed my sins away. And then comes the joy promised to every individual who is so washed. We can then, for the very first time, live rejoicing every day. I mean, really rejoicing, says the hymn, and Hawkins with it. And that's the real message, the real meaning of that great song, that marvelous hymn, Oh Happy Day. I had that happy day in my life, have you? No matter my inadequacies and weaknesses, and they abound, I have been able to experience the happiness and joy of the Jesus washing every day of my life. No matter the problems, the trials, the tribulations, I, in my own way, rejoice every day in life, the life that I have been given. And my dear friend, my fellow American, hopefully my fellow Christian, I hope and pray the same for you. Edwin Hawkins of the Edwin Hawkins Singers personally knew that happiness and that joy in his life. He lived rejoicing until the day he died. This good man died from the ravaging effects of cancer like so many. But no matter the pain and suffering he endured from that horrible death, I can only imagine that Hawkins died as he lived, happy in the Lord, rejoicing every day, including the day he died. But even then, on that death day, his happiness was ultimately fulfilled. His eternal rejoicing knew no limits. Edwin Hawkins died Monday, January 15, 2018, at the age of 74. But then his real life began. And that reminds me of the lyrics of another song made popular by the Carpenters. We've only just begun to live. Do you remember that song by any chance? We've only just I'm taking liberties here. We've only just begun to live. Like Edwin Hawkins did January 15, 2018. And yet another verse comes to my mind. He, being dead, yet speaketh, or singeth. Like your memory, Edwin Hawkins, your music lives on, testifying for the Jesus you loved and inspiring all of us, who know the Lord you knew, to cherish that joy and happiness. Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. Thank you. Every day will be made more happy, more joyful, more thrilling because of the Jesus you loved and you. Thank you, brother, for O Happy Day.